listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Pastor. Hey, let's get this right, huh? Here we go. Peter Pastor here on KDRT 95.7. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. And this station is located in Davis, California, and it's a bright, beautiful, sunny day out today, so it's nice to be in the studio and look outside and watch all these people walking around. Some of them are back in their shorts, T-shirts, and all of that. It's kind of fun. All righty. We're going to start off the show, and then I'll I'm going to make an announcement first, and then we'll really officially start the show. So I'm going to start with playing a song that's in the background now, and that is Hobo's Lullaby by Billy Bragg. And I'm going to let him keep singing because I'm going to explain to you what I'm doing this for. This weekend, right here in Davis, California, we're going to have a wonderful documentary film by local filmmakers Glenda and Jesse Drew on the history and politics of country music. It will be screened at the Oddfellows Hall right there at 2nd and D Street, Sunday, March 10th, beginning at 6 p.m. The film features interviews with Billy Bragg, Hazel Dixon, John Langford, Pete Seeger, and many, many others, including a local dignitary. They're going to be showing archival clips and contemporary performances. This screening is a benefit for the KDRT and Davis Media Access. For more information, go to opencountryfilm.com and check it from there. Listen to the rest of the song.
Don't you worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow come and go. Tonight you're in a nice warm boxcar, safe from all that wind and snow. Well, I know the police cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. But when you die and go to heaven, you'll find no policemen there. So go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can't you hear the steel rail humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. Can't you hear the steel rail?
Billy Bragg, Hobo's Lullaby. And again, I'm playing that because this Sunday, right here in Davis at the Oddfellows Hall, there's going to be a screening of the Open Country film. Hope to see you there. All right. Now, officially, Listening Lyrics starts. And normally, I have a guest. But unfortunately, yesterday, he got a call and he had to do something else. And so here we are. It's just you and me. But I put some together for us, a little tongue-in-cheek, a little fun. And in order to get ready for this, I am going to play a little bit of a song called Eugene. Sounds a little far out, doesn't it? But you'll know why I'm playing this. Because I'm going to talk to you about the most famous dead guy in Sabina, Ohio. Yes, on June 9th, 1929, the body of a middle-aged black man was discovered in the ditch along the Wilmington Pike in Sabina, and that's just north of Cincinnati. He seemed to have died of natural causes, but the papers found on his body led the police to a vacant lot in Cincinnati. To make matters even more mysterious, when the police talked to the residents of the neighborhood, no one seemed to recognize or even remember the man once they were given the description. When the police came back to Sabrina, they decided to give the body a name, and they named him Eugene, named after the last person they spoke to in Cincinnati. Eugene was embalmed and was put up in the Littleton Funeral Home, waiting to be claimed. But wait! It was much longer than expected. He was kept in the funeral home for over 30 years, on display, constantly. Somewhere along the line, someone thought it would be a good idea to give him a new suit, prop him up in a windowed shed behind the funeral home, and maybe someone would recognize him. But no one ever did. He became quite a dead character around Sabina. Over the years, he would sometimes be used as Halloween props. Now, you have to remember that this town is halfway between Cincinnati and Columbus, so a lot of kids going to Ohio State would drive through that town and take advantage of looking at Eugene. And I was one of them. I remember seeing him, and yes, there he was, in full glory. But anyways, people kept stealing him, putting him on people's front porches or to scare trick-or-treaters. Sometimes local college students would take him for a drive or bring him to a frat party. His body was remarkably well-preserved, although all through those years, he did start beginning to lose a few fingers. Now, can you imagine? So in the 1960s, if you were a college student and started dragging this body around to the frat house and all of that, by now you're in your 80s. Now, do you think someone actually still might have a finger or two of Eugene? Well, I don't know. Maybe in a box somewhere, maybe in a drawer, someone could find a finger. You know why I'm started with playing this? Oh, you have to believe in me, everybody. Here we go.
I got blisters on my fingers.
That's what Eugene is calling right now. Well, anyways, let's just continue with the story of Eugene. In 1963, they decided it was time to lay Eugene to rest, and he was buried as Sabina's most famous dead guy in the local cemetery. And on his inscription on his marker, all it says is found dead in 1928. Quite a remarkable story, I would say. Anyways, let's finish up this little story with a song by the Beatles.
say good night, good night. Sleep tight. Now the sun turns out his light.
Good night, Eugene. Sleep tight, Eugene. I'm probably, this show is probably the only one today, I'm sure there have been others that have mentioned this, but today, right now, around the world, this is probably the only one that is talking about Eugene. But we're not going to forget about Eugene right away, because I've got another song that sort of, Eugene didn't know this, but no one is ever going to forget him.
Forget about me. Don't, don't, don't.
Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. Okay, Eugene, we're not going to forget about you. Well, let's just keep this thing rolling. I've got a couple of more stories for you. And yes, they're about another burial that we're going to get into right now. Wow, that trumpet is just gorgeous. I'm going to talk about the Fountain of Youth right there in Florida. But they have a name for the place I'm going to talk about, and it's kind of an oxymoron. It's called the Fountain of Youth Burial Grounds. When workers planting an orange field in St. Augustine in 1934, they uncovered human bones. They did not realize that the bones were of an ancient Indian burial grounds. The grounds were set to be constructed during the early military period of the Spanish occupation of Don Juan Ponce de Leon. Shortly after St. Augustine was established in 1565, the graves are considered North America's first Christian Indian burial ground. I don't know why the word Christian came in there, but that's what they called it. The skeletons were excavated and left in the exact position they were found, and a building similar to an early Indian settlement was constructed over them, totaling all 100 of the remains. And then you could go and pay back then probably a quarter or whatever and look around and look at the remains. Well, in 1991, the Tamukia Indian Nation asked for the bones to be reburied. They thought enough is enough. Well, archaeologists have excavated the Fountain of Youth Park many times and have found many Indian artifacts around the area, some predating Ponce de Leon. So the park is now a site where the Spanish conquistadors first came ashore and in what is now the continental United States. Well, I have a song for you guys just for this occasion. And if you're, I don't know, maybe my age or a little older, you probably know what I'm going to be playing. So let's just take a listen to Procol Harum.
See, no, there's one wine. things to go. There is no time. I must pay my respects. And though I came to cheer at you, I leave now with regrets. And as the groom begins to fall, I see there is no only all. I know you came with soul held high. You did not conquer, only die. Though I hope for something to find, like a seagull, best to unwind. Though I hope for something to find, like a seagull, best to unwind.
Conquistador by Procol Harum, and that was recorded in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, with the Edmonton Orchestra. Way back when, in the early 70s, I guess. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. My name is Peter Pastor. I'm the host of Listening Lyrics, and normally we have a guest, but like I said, he couldn't make it at the last minute, so I put a little show together, a little tongue-in-cheek, a little fun. You know, you can hear Listening Lyrics on KDRT, a replay, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., or Sundays from 12 to 1 p.m. I also, the show is also on a podcast in iTunes, I believe it is, soon to be in the podcasts of Spotify. Well, it's getting warmer in Davis, so I thought for our public service announcement, we might just do Cool Davis. Cool Davis works to inspire the community to reduce greenhouse gases, adapt climate change, and improve the quality of life for all. Focus areas include energy efficiency, alternative transportation, green banking, and the mindful consumption of foods, goods, and services. For more info, visit cooldavis.org. Well, we're going to continue on our little journey here. You know, this one is kind of cute. It's a little different. I guess you've all heard of Joe DiMaggio, great baseball player many years ago now. But after his baseball career, he became the husband of Marilyn Monroe. And when Marilyn died unexpectedly, he had her entombed in, I guess, somewhere in L.A. And he bought the crypt above her also and wanted to be buried there. Well, that didn't last long. His family, after he had died, said, no, he wants to be with the family in the family plot in Indiana somewhere, I think. And so they took Joe and buried him in Colma. And he is there, laying there in an unmarked crypt since 1999. Now, someone else paid a lot of money to buy the crypt. And a fellow by the name of Richard Poncher did. And he died in 19, I don't know when exactly, but he was a Monroe fanatic, and he purchased the plot. And lo and behold, he told his wife, he said, "If I croak, if you don't put me upside down over Marilyn's now get this, over Maryland's crypt, I'll haunt you the rest of my life. So Elizabeth, his wife, told the LA Times in an interview, yes, she saw the Undertaker turn him over upside down in the coffin and put him on top of Marilyn Monroe. So now I'm going to play a song before we continue this in a very short remainder of this story. But I'm going to play a song that sort of has a double entendre. Because here's this guy laying face down on top of Marilyn Monroe. And I'm going to play a song by none other than Chloe Heil. And she's singing Don't Make It Harder on Me. Chloe X. Haley, Don't Make It Harder on Me. All righty. The story goes on, though. So here we have Richard Poncher laying in a crypt right above Marilyn Monroe, upside down, facing her. His wife outlasted him by quite a few years, and she needed money. So she had him removed from the crypt. and she put it up for auction. Now, it was a private deal between her and whoever bought it, but I think it fetched in the $4 million range. Can you imagine? I mean, it truly is unbelievable. So here we have Joe DiMaggio. He couldn't stay with her. And then poor Richard, he thought he'd be there forever. Well, he only lasted about 20 or 30 years. So it proves one thing. It proves one thing that, you know, the Rolling Stones were right.
A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, well, you might find. You can't always get what you want.
That song just never gets old, does it? All those 10, 12-year-old boys singing in the background, well, they're probably 70 or so by now. I don't think they could reach that pitch today. Alrighty, well, Joe DiMaggio and what was his name? Richard Poncher didn't get what they want in the afterlife. But, you know, Rod called in, my friend Rod, a fellow DJ right here on KDRT. He called in and said, well, here's another part of that story. The crypt right next to Marilyn Monroe was bought by Hugh Hefner. And he's still there, so he's getting what he wants. Thanks, Rod, for calling that in. And then I got a text from someone in Davis by the name of Jeannie, of all people, that said, you know, the fun thing about radio is you can take your imagination anywhere. Isn't that true? Radio can do that. TV can't, unless you turn the picture off. But anyways, we're going to keep going with another story, and this one I think is one of the better ones. This is a story about a school, a high school, and they needed to do some fundraising. And the students came up with an idea to fundraise for this group. And usually fundraising means a run, a marathon, a walk, an extravagant event, or maybe even some auctions for whatever people donated. However, one high school decided to have their week of fundraising to do something different to raise money. They wanted to raise money for an Oklahoma-based coffee shop called Not Your Average Joe Coffee, which helps to employ students and adults with intellectual development and physical disabilities. But instead of fundraising by traditional methods, these kids decided to do it by kicking off their shoes and having other students or people kiss their feet. Now, footage of the event was sent to a local TV station, and people blew up. You know, people were writing in, "When I was in high school, we sold candy. This is disgusting. What have kids doing these days?" Then the school of all things, decided to say, listen, none of the faculty were involved in this. The kids all did it on their own. And so I'm going to finish the story after the next song, because these are young kids and they're doing something in their heart. And, you know, kids do some things a little weirder that adults won't do. So I'm going to have Frank Sinatra sing a little song about being young at heart.
Fairy tales can come true.
If you let me kiss your shoes.
If you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind.
If I can lick your feet.
At heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105,
Look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. You had a head start. If you are among the very young. And if you should survive to 105, think of all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. You've had a head start. If you are among the very young at heart.
Well, bless those kids. They certainly had a head start, even though they did something very untraditional. And like I said, most of the, the whole school establishment sort of had an arm's length away from all of this. But, you know, the cancel culture didn't play out because when people started seeing this on TV, they were hoping to raise $3,000. This is about a year or so ago. They ended up, after that, with $152,830.38. Now, everybody, that even the school, embraced them. And, of course, what was the name of the coffee shop again? Not Your Average Joe Coffee. Really benefited from it. So, congratulations, kids. Well, speaking of Frank Sinatra, another person comes to mind, and that is Bing Crosby. Now, Bing died when he was around 74 or so. And he had 8 children, and he was worth mega millions. So in his will, he divided his millions up between the 8 children with one little caveat. In order to receive the money in this trust, they had to turn 65. And he said he just wanted to do this because he didn't want to waste their life not doing anything. Well, it worked. No one got his money because none of his 8 children made it to the age of 65. Here's Bing Crosby singing After You've Gone.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying. You'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. Thank you. nor denial. You'll feel blue, you'll feel sad. Miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine. You'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
A perfect song, too. A great little story about a true fact about Bing Crosby and his children. Well, that's sort of the end of the stories, but I've got a couple more songs in mind that sort of wrap things up, and I'm going to switch right over to Bob Dylan, Tombstone Blues.
The sweet, pretty things on Vietnam, of course. The city fathers they're trying to endorse. The reincarnation of Paul Revere's horse. But the town has no need to be nervous. The ghost of Belle Star, she hands down her wits to Jezebel and Nun, she violently knits. A bald wig for Jack the Ripper, who sits at the head of the Chamber of Commerce. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. The hysterical bride in the penny arcade, screaming she moans, I've just been made. Then sends out for the doctor, who pulls down the shade and says, my advice is to not let the boys in. Now the medicine man comes and he shuffles inside. He walks with a swagger and he says to the bride, stop all this weeping, swallow your pride. You will not die, it's not poison. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. Well, John the Baptist, after torturing a thief, looks up at his hero, the commander-in-chief, saying, tell me, great hero, but please make it brief. Is there a hole for me to get sick in? The commander-in-chief answers him while chasing a fly, saying, death to all those who would whimper and cry. And dropping a barbell, he points to the sky, saying, the sun's not yellow, it's chicken. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. The king of the Philistines, his soldiers to save, puts jawbones on their tombstones and flatters their graves. Puts the Pied Pipers in prison and fattens the slaves and sends them out to the jungle. Gypsy Davy with a blowtorch, he burns out their camps. With his faithful slave Pedro behind him, he tramps. With a fantastic collection of stamps to win friends and influence his uncle. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in trouble with the Tombstone Blues. The geometry of innocent flesh on the bone causes Galileo's math book to get thrown at Delilah, who's sitting worthlessly alone, but the tears on her cheeks are from laughter. wish I could give Brother Bill his great thrill. I would set him in chains at the top of the hill, then send out for some pillars and Cecil B. DeMille. He could die happily ever after. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. Unwrapped the bedroll. Tuba players now rehearse around the flagpole. And the national bank and a profit sells roadmaps for the soul to the old folks' home and the college. I wish I could write you a melody so plain that could hold you, dear lady, from going insane. That could ease you and cool you and cease the pain of your useless and pointless knowledge. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. All right.
Tombstone blues. Bob Dylan from his Highway 61 Revisited. Genius, absolutely genius. Love that song. Well, we're near the end here. You've been listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. We're going to go out with a little upbeat song, and that's what we'll go out with. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm Pete Pastore. Tune in again next week or... you know, I'm available on podcasts or replays on kdrt.org. Thanks all for listening. Let's go out with Three Little Birds, Bob Marley. Cheers, everybody.